Yes, let's talk. Now, our first conversation is on the Office Beat this morning. And you know what we do on the Office Beat? Usually we have conversations about what business is like, how people interact with their business partners or whatever it is, whatever challenges. Last week, we started a segment where we're comparing market prices. So don't worry, next week, it's going to be every fortnight. Next week, we're going to find out if there's been price changes from what we observed last week. All right, so get ready for that next week. But this morning, we start off on one of the most intriguing things about life in Port Harcourt, and that is how people actually see their businesses and how people see their own businesses. You see, we live in a time more than ever where some moral issues have become a serious stake in global economy. There used to be a time when a handshake, just a handshake, was enough to sign or seal a deal. There used to be a time when in this Port Harcourt city that we're talking about today, there used to be a time when your parents could send you to the market and you would tell the market woman, my mommy says you should give me 50 naira onions, and when she comes back from church, she will give you the money. And that was all that was needed to have a sale for that day. There was a time that that was the modus operandi for many a small, medium-scale business in Port Harcourt. My question this morning, what businesses do you know of today in Port Harcourt that have the most integrity? Listen, what businesses do you know of today here in Port Harcourt? If you're a businessman, if you have an office, you work for somebody, you earn a salary or whatever it is, I ask you this morning, what businesses have you come across in the past month, 2 months, a year, maybe even a decade? What business do you think are still filled with people of integrity? Once again, I cast minds back to a time in Port Harcourt when all you needed to do to get your goods and services delivered was your word of mouth. I grew up seeing a Port Harcourt where men and women will go to the barber shop, have their hair cut, and tell the barber, send your boy to my house and pick your money. I grew up in a city where if the mason tells you, Oga, we will finish this plastering job by Friday. Ladies and gentlemen, Thursday night, your plastering job is done. And this was a time in Port Harcourt when not a lot of people had mobile telephones. So how come there still were men and women of integrity? It seems to say that it looks, just looks, that somehow with technology and the advancement of businesses, more and more people are finding it more difficult to trust one another. But don't take my word for it. Let's hear from you. As always, I encourage you to please refrain from comments that might be seen as derogatory or inflammatory. And if you never saw it or heard about it, please don't make those comments. Meaning, do not make any unsubstantiated claims. Turn down the volume of your radio set when you get to speak to us.
The views and opinions shared on this program do not represent the position of Nigeria Info FM. Nigeria Info, let's talk.
WhatsApp, Telegram available on 08090306416. 08090306416. That's for WhatsApp and Telegram. Get onto social media at Nigeria Info PH. At Nigeria Info PH. Ladies and gentlemen, that's where you find us on Twitter and Facebook. It's a very simple question you might ask, but it's a question that even Forbes is asking of businesses across the globe. People are asking, where exactly is the role of good quality in your business? What are the challenges that every business is likely to face in 2022? cost of doing business is on the increase. However, there is a moral factor. It's that moral factor that a lot of people are looking at these days. There were companies that were in business 10, 15 years ago that people thought were unshakable. Their very foundations apparently etched into the mindset, into the subconsciousness of many a consumer. But today, for a variety of factors, no one can find them. And I'm not saying that they didn't have integrity, but there are several reasons why those businesses probably went under. So, looking at Port Harcourt this morning, I dare ask you, what business, what type of sector do you see around Port Harcourt today that still has a decent amount of integrity? What businesses have you come across that you can say, Jude, that business, those people who run that kind of business, more often than not, are filled with men and women of integrity? Interesting. First message here on my WhatsApp says, Drew, good morning. For me, I think the few people who have integrity left in Port Harcourt as regarding business are the shoemakers. Whoa. Okay. I didn't expect to see that. Calvin here is saying it's the shoemakers that still have integrity in business in Port Harcourt. Says, Jude, there's a man on my street who fixes shoes. If you drop your shoe and he tells you on Friday, come and pick it up, the chances of that being that day is nearly 10 over 10. The man does not joke with his business. His prices are fair and his work is good. How I wish other people can emulate such a person. Shoemakers still have decency in Port Harcourt. That's from Kelvin. Do you agree with Kelvin? Kelvin says, it's interesting. The first, I can't believe I'm hearing this. I'm reading this. The first business mentioned today that still has a sense of integrity in Port Harcourt. Someone is saying, are shoemakers, the shoe business, cobblers. 0817-923-0002, 0817-923-0003, 0817-923-0007, and 0817-923-0009. WhatsApp, Telegram, available on 0809-030-6416. Yet again, another message. Bob is saying, Jude, only shoemakers have integrity in Port Harcourt. Are you serious right now? Are you serious? This is Bob. Bob is saying the same thing as Calvary. Bob is saying only shoemakers. What about happened to tailors? What about happened to carpenters, electricians? What about happened to petrol pump and attendants? What about happened to police or soldiers? What about happened to engineers, all right? Petroleum engineers, electrical engineers, current registered engineers. Are you saying that doctors in the various hospitals in this city don't have integrity? Once again, more or less a vox pop to get your, like I said, growing up, it was a totally different ball game. Why exactly am I asking this question? I seem to find favor in almost everywhere I go, with almost every type of business I get into. I want to buy soap and I don't have extra 10 naira or 20. I tell the woman, you know what? I'll come back tomorrow, keep my money. And the woman says, no, Oga, take it. When you're coming back from work, you give me back the money. I think that's what a lot of people do around. And so it got me thinking, is this just for the small market women, or is there really something interesting going on around? 92.3. Hello, Port Harcourt. Good morning, please.
Yeah, good morning. My name is James, calling from Onega.
Welcome. Thank you for joining us. Good morning.
Yeah, thank you. To me, the most lucrative business in River State I can figure out now is the assay. Number one, palm oil. Number two, fish. Number three, foodstuff. These are the three major things I see as a lucrative business in River State for now.
Okay, but do, which of these people do you think have integrity? Which of these people who are in this business, who are you likely to trust that they won't treat you and they give you fair assessment of their products? Is it those who sell palm oil or fish? Which of them do you trust the most?
Yes, the one I trust the most, Aisana, is food.
Really?
Foodstuff.
The market women who sell foodstuff, you trust those women the most?
Yes, yes.
All right. Thank you very much. Now, I'm curious. Is this the same market women that I see who use fake cups to sell garri or to sell rice? They have three or four different cups. Or is it the same market women who sometimes want to sell you periwinkle and they put one cup and inside that cup, there's another cup that if you don't pay close attention to, right, you pay for it. And I see children doing the same thing. So that means they are being taught by somebody. Once again, shoemakers come up. This is fascinating. It might seem like a joke to some of you who are listening, but it's amazing that another person is saying that shoemakers are the people with the most integrity yet again in Port Harcourt. What exactly is going on in Port Harcourt? But people do business every day. People come to the land. Let me say it the way my village people say. People come to the land of Oye. Are you serious? That of all the businesses that are being carried out, transactions going on right now in Port Harcourt, people are more comfortable with shoemakers. I don't believe it. I don't believe what I'm reading, in all honesty. Good morning, Jude. Tailors are the worst. They can disappoint like a maca. Shoemakers is correct. This is no joke. I'm seeing shoemakers. So you guys don't trust... Are you guys saying you guys don't trust the supermarket stores? Are you saying you guys don't trust the policemen? Are you saying you guys don't trust the petrol pump attendants? Are you saying you don't trust the offices where you go and submit your forms for... Are you saying you don't trust those people? The IOCs, you don't trust them? 90.3. Hello, Port Harcourt. Good morning, please.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Iyala calling from Port Harcourt.
Welcome, Iyala. Go on, please, quickly.
I want to add my voice to the first person that sent to that message, Kelvin. I'm giving it to the shoemaker. Because any other thing that I've tried to figure out in my head, a corrupted practice comes up. So I'm also adding my voice that the shoemakers are having integrity for now.
Iyala's... Wow.
We take off with the biggest conversations with an exchange of opinions and ideas on the Morning Crossfire. Settle you into your day when we say hello, Port Harcourt.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on hard facts. Take a detour through the exciting world of sports.
And get back on track with Let's Talk.
Land you safely as we chit-chat into the morning on Chat Station. And then do it all over again on your number one talk, news and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info.
...27 minutes to the top of the hour. Good morning to you. My name is Jude Omamibe. The show is Hello Port Harcourt. And this morning, we're looking at the Office Beat. And on the Office Beat, we're asking what business or businesses do you think has or have the most level of integrity in Port Harcourt? It seems like a slam dunk if you talk about established big conglomerates. You know, don't forget, many of these big businesses are surviving by word of mouth and by the reputation that they've built over the years. But it is interesting that on the show, so far, it is not written in stone, but so far, it is the most surprising group, the most surprising type of business or enterprise that seemingly is getting the most mentioned. Maybe it's a small sample size. You can argue with that. But once again, look around you. And if you're paying attention, whatever business that you are in right now, if your business has not been mentioned today, your sector today in Port Harcourt, ask yourself this fundamental question. Am I doing the right thing? A cobbler is someone who maintains and repairs shoes. A shoemaker is one who, as the term has been described, makes shoes. Yes. Now, Mario James was trying to give me a definition. I had to go online to verify so that I don't, as it were, mislead the public. A cobbler is the one who maintains shoes. Manuel James, please take note. The cobbler is the one who maintains shoes. The shoemaker, as the name defines, is the one who makes the shoes. But in some circles, they are intertwined, all right? So once again, definition, a shoe cobbler is a person who mends and repairs shoes. The profession has been around for most of human history. Some people assume that cobblers and shoemakers, called cowwinders in England, are the same profession. And while they may be true today, it wasn't always so. At one time, shoemakers were skilled artisans tasked with making shoes out of brand new leather, while cobblers were the ones who repaired the shoes. Did you get that? Great. Okocha is in Choba. Oh dear, Okocha, apologies. Do call back if you can. 0817923 0003 0817923 0007 and 0817923 0009. WhatsApp, Telegram available on 0809030 6416. Please do well, turn down the volume of your radio set when you get to speak to us. What business, what type of industry or sector do you think has the most integrity in Port Harcourt? Elijah speaks to us from Igrita. Elijah, good morning to you.
Good morning, dude.
Good morning.
When you talk about integrity, the people that have integrity mostly in the United States, we'll talk about shoemaker and tailor.
Interesting.
Okay. But people that do not have integrity, mostly those with television repairers, those who repair television or DVD.
Yeah, electricians, you mean.
If you take work to them, they will tell you, come next week. When you go to the next week, they will not find anything. They will tell you, come back again. They will tell you until you forget the television and everything. Okay. So, most of the tailors are the best. They keep to their work. Most of them. So, thank you.
All right. Elijah says, shoemakers and tailors have the most integrity in Port Harcourt. Now, what is integrity? Integrity is the practice of being honest and showing a consistent and uncompromising adherence to strong moral and ethical principle and values. In ethics, integrity is regarded as honesty and truthfulness or accuracy of one's action. So, once again, I ask you, whatever your profession is this morning, a doctor, an engineer, a lab scientist, you're a physiotherapist, you're a physiologist, you're a psychiatrist, you're an environmentalist. Do you think that those, including you, yourself as a practitioner, a lawyer, do you think that you are practicing your charge, your business, your profession with the highest form of integrity in Port Harcourt? Once again, integrity is the practice of being honest and showing a consistent and uncompromising adherence to strong moral and ethical principles and values. Do you have that? My 2.3. Hello, Port Harcourt. Good morning, please.
Good morning, George.
Good morning.
Morning.
Welcome, please.
I'm a question.
Go on, please.
I agree with the first contact page. Because most people in the week is around in the United States. Do you know that nobody gets, we have a price because the shoemaker does not have price points.
Oh dear, please call us back. That line not very clear. And we need to be able to hear you clearly, all right? So that we can understand and maybe open other windows to follow up questions and scenarios from your comments, please. Let's get to WhatsApp quickly. And boy, there are a lot of them. All right. Okay, all right, cobbler's not shoemaker. Shoemaker produces the shoe. A cobbler maintains and repairs the shoe. Yes, Emmanuel, a cobbler maintains and repairs the shoe. Thank you very much. All right, Christian, Pastor Christian says the people that have the most integrity are the shoemakers and wheelbarrow pushers. Pastor Christian is saying. Okonkwo is in Rumokuta. Okonkwo, good morning to you.
Yeah, brother, you. Good morning.
Good morning, please. Welcome.
Integrity, sincerity, or truthfulness.
Mm.
Let's give it to the shoemakers.
Are you serious?
Because their work is wait and take their work. It's not go and come tomorrow.
Not go and come tomorrow.
I gave my trousers to tailor to sew for me.
Okay.
In fact, should come on 10th of December last year. I came on 10th. You say I should come on 15th.
Wow.
I came on 15th. He had closed his business. Hmm. It was on the 21st of January of this year.
Wow.
That my wife went and collected that trouser because I decided to leave it for him. Shoemakers, they should continue with their service integrity.
Hmm.
I told you that only wait and collect their work. And within a few minutes, they give it to you. You pay them and go. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much. Cobblers, shoemakers, mentioned in our conversation this morning, Zion is in Jerry. Zion, where are the doctors? Where are the engineers? Where are the masons? Where are all of the lawyers that we know Port Harcourt to have?
The level of poverty and literacy have subjected such professions into a conversation that in such a conversation they have never considered.
This is terrible.
But I want to disagree that the shoemakers and the cobblers are the most trusted people.
Who do
it's
you
not
think
true.
Are?
It is because they have not seen who they will sell your shoe to. They have not seen who will buy your shoe from their hand immediately. They have not faced integrity tests. And you say they are the best. You can, no, they have not faced integrity tests.
Interesting.
The best of all business you can deal with for trust and integrity tests are the fruit sellers.
The fruit sellers?
The restaurants and the kitchens, yes.
Really? Is it the same restaurants that people go to and you see flies and cockroaches beside the food? Is it the same restaurant?
It's because you went to patronize the cheaper rates and you are going to face that.
Interesting.
Even the shoemakers you are talking, if you try some of those walls on those other environments, they will spoil your shoe for you. We are talking about businesses that have to face integrity tests.
Mm.
You are not there when they prepare the food test so well, so nice.
Mm.
With your money, you ate, you left, you did not die, there was no poisoning. you came back the next day again. And the other one I should consider are the dry cleaners.
Okay.
They have every privilege to send your clothes to go and sell somewhere.
Okay.
But you will come back after 2 weeks, your clothes is still there. Okay. Oh boy, where my clothes now? They will package it and give it to you.
Hmm.
Is it not awesome? Is it not interesting? They didn't cheat you.
Hmm.
Prices are accurate. That is the level you went to. Let's also consider the barbers and the hairdressers.
Hmm.
The ladies that are fixing nails. Very interesting, fantastic people you can do business with. Just a phone call. I need this style. They will do it for you. What about the makeup artists that paint faces?
Is it also makeup artists that people complain about that they either don't come or they make you look like I am a tanga your wedding day? Is it the same people you're talking about?
Who do you patronize? You see, there is one thing about our business environment. Most of us tend to go.
Hello, Zion.
When those people deal with us, we come back crying. Have you gone to the appropriate place? The people you know that know the business? For instance, there are places you can grab your hair for 200, 300.
True.
500 or 1,500. Guy, if you're the executive, you want that kind of a cost. like you have been complaining, no girls don't touch you before.
My story has changed, so be there. My story has changed. They've changed my story. Let me just tell you that. My story has changed.
There are places you will go to cut your hair. As you step out, the whole chicks will be looking at you. This guy is beautiful. I'm telling you, they treat your hair, they give you the slick touch, everything. It is the place you do the business. But I think these few I mentioned are business.
Okay, all right. So you've mentioned a few. Zion, thank you very much. All right, Jude, no make us mention names, though. But for the petrol pump attendants, they are the biggest scam. Some of them, wow. Look at that, petrol pump attendants. Some of them add to your bill if you don't look at the meter before they attend to you, Umana says. All right, good morning. I think the shoemakers and cobblers are the most sincere, reliable, and deliver their jobs promptly in Port Harcourt. All right, this one says, I so much trust our policemen, June. They are too good. Dixon says, good morning. All right, good morning to you. He says he trusts the policemen. They are so good at their job. Shoemakers are not absolutely correct, but they may be ranked highly, Jibola says. Jude, it is sad that it is what it is. Pump attendants pretend not to have change, but we remind you that you haven't finished paying once there is two kobo extra. For shoemakers, the word is bond. Bob. Another Bob saying the same thing. The word is bond. When you talk about, wow, look at that. Shoemakers and cobblers this morning. Godwin from Rumibo says the recharge card sellers, especially those who are mobile, the recharge pins are exposed. But in the last 5 years, I have never had any cause to go back because a pin has been used. Godwin in Rumibo. All right. Hello, Samuel. I am Steve. I believe barbers have integrity as well, because if you go to the store and get your hair cut instantly, you don't have money, they can say pay later. Interesting. That's from Steve. Interesting. Now, is there any business in this country filled with honest people? Nigerians generally have shown that they cannot be trusted. So there is hardly a line of business with plenty of honest or trustworthy people. Oh, yeah, Naipotako. Do you agree with that? That it's become so pervaded, so perverse, that you will be hard-pressed to find honest people, a lot of them. Now, this is not to say all market women are corrupt. That's not true. Neither is it saying that every single shoemaker or cobbler that you come across is honest. But there is a perception that this group of people, these businesses, have a certain level of integrity unrivaled in Port Harcourt. There will be one or two who will let you down. But more often than not, I think what people are saying is, more often than not, if you were to patronize any of these businesses, the chances of you getting what you want is very high. I am gobsmacked. I've not heard a doctor called. I've not heard a lawyer, an engineer, none of these three professions. I've not heard anybody mention them this morning. Precious is in room. Precious. Oh, dear. Apologies. Once again, please do well. Turn down the volume of your radios at 0817923-0003, 0817923-0003, 0817923-0007, and then 0817923-0009. Christian says, Jude, the people with zero integrity are the carpenters, the furniture guys. They have shown me shege when I was moving into my apartment. Shoemakers and cobblers have the most integrity. I collected my clothes for my child's dedication the same day of the dedication, enough time to come today, tomorrow, and that's not integrity at all. That's EIA. All right, interesting. Jude, integrity is about a person and his personality, and not about a particular, not in particular about one's profession. There is a terrible shoemaker in my neighborhood, Jamie says. Well, I agree, Jamie. I agree. I totally agree. It's individual. But for the sake of this conversation, how come you, it seems as though a group of individuals seemingly have a high level of integrity? Why though? Once again, I take you to Forbes, and this is where I got this conversation from. Forbes is saying that right now in the world, a lot of companies are facing a dilemma of integrity, morality. And people are looking at businesses and wondering how they conduct their businesses. Have you heard about the Facebook scandals recently and Twitter scandals recently? James is in the Great Alec. James, good morning to you. Hello, Port Harcourt.
Hello, good morning, James.
Good morning, welcome, please.
Yes, sir. I love your program.
Thank you for joining us.
Okay, thank you. When we talk about integrity, the police have no integrity in Nigeria, but most everybody say.
Really?
The men and women
who risk their lives every day to protect you?
They don't protect. Rather, they disturb people, they phone people money. That is their rubbish. Nigeria police is rubbish. They are nothing to talk about it. If you enter their trap, you will cry more than between your mother and your father died. You see? So, when you talk about police or talk about the medical doctors, they are the worst set of people on earth. The bankers are the worst.
Wow.
Go to the bank every day. They restrict people accounts. They come to your house and pay you to open account. And at the end, they will frustrate you. They will turn you upside down. They are nice. Yes, people are crowded in. But if they are integrity, they have no crowd. They are close to the bank. Now, if you go to the bank now, see crowds over there. Go to the medical doctor. See they are so integrity, with love and everything. You see that patients will not die.
Well, James, that's an unfair assessment because
wrong.
But James, that might be an extreme assessment because for medicine, for in particular here in this country, there's a dearth of equipment and the logistics are just crazy. Precious is in room all our Precious. Are you a person of integrity? Good morning, please.
Yeah.
Interesting.
On my own sake, I would say the PlayStation. And the fear point. Because you must pay before you go.
Okay.
Yeah,
those professionals have a level of integrity that is unmatched in Port Harcourt.
Sorry?
So those professionals, according to you, have a level of integrity.
I don't understand.
You trust those professions, Precious? Oh dear. I don't think he can hear us clearly. Let's get to WhatsApp. Oh boy. Let me read from the top. Sorry, it doesn't look like I'm trying to rule out any group of persons. All right, some people have exotic tiger expectations on an alley cat budget, meaning you have high expectations but you don't have enough money to spend. Of course, they will meet an auntie Afi Duam who will drag them into the next Instagram installment of what I order versus what I got. Some also patronize businesses popularized by celebrities, only to cry when the vendor shows that they are more interested in the publicity that comes from a celebrity than they are in doing a good job. No matter the industry, some business owners will humble you and make you wonder if you are a stepchild. Some dry cleaners actually rent clients' clothes out, as Esther Item says. I wonder what industry Esther has the most confidence in, particularly in Port Harcourt. Mobile banking agents are among the most integrity-filled businesses in Port Harcourt. They are soft targets for 419 criminals, though. That's what this message reads. Hello, Drew. People with high level of integrity are engineers. Interestingly, that's coming from engineer Dennis Peter. Interesting. Prince says, the people that have the most integrity are the automated machines and written price tags in malls and supermarkets. Anything that involves dealing directly with human beings, either to negotiate or come to an agreement, then the integrity is questionable. Humans can be very mischievous. Nowadays, what we have everywhere is a case of Mugu 4, Guy Man Chop. Interesting. Now, how can your caller say food vendors? Who says so when you don't know what they what was cooked or the way it was cooked? I disagree with the caller. The man, if that man was present, he will deceive. We're all generalizing. The cobbler is for me. Onwubuchi says, oh, interesting. Jude, when you guys are mentioning shoemakers, some persons be thinking you guys are referring to Nike and Adidas, etc. Shoemakers, not knowing you are talking about the aboki on the streets, the malams. Stop accepting the word shoemakers in respect to this conversation. Once again, Emmanuel, right? So if we mention shoemakers, there are shoemakers who actually make proper shoes with new leather. At least I have patronized some of these individuals. And yes, they do sell shoes. Some of them also act as cobblers as well. So you see why we put them together? It's not because we are not properly informed. It's the state that we are in. Good morning, Jude. Shoemakers or cobblers don't disappoint because their jobs do not need too much electricity. Ah, I see. All right, interesting. Another group of individuals that have integrity in this spot are the e-hailing services. Once you order a ride, they will call you and find out where you are to fulfill their pickup. I grew up knowing doctors to have integrity. I grew up knowing lawyers to be men and women who not just know the law, but stand vociferously by it. It's interesting that these two professions, not a single mention today's conversation. And I'm curious why. My name is Jude. As always, thank you for being a part of the conversation.